This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. McGinty to United Nations. A broken system allows nine nations to hold the world hostage. On September 26th, Molly McGinty, Associate Program Director of the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, spoke at the United Nations. We quote from her powerful speech. Honorable President, distinguished delegates and friends, I join you as a representative of the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War and a young person inheriting the world you are building in these very halls. Today, on the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons, 77 years after the world stumbled into the nuclear age, we stand on the precipice of nuclear annihilation. If action is not taken, it is only a matter of time until nuclear weapons are used, whether on purpose, by accident, or miscalculation. Studies show that a nuclear war using less than 3% of the world's nuclear weapons could kill up to every third person on Earth. A full-scale nuclear war between Russia and the United States would threaten human survival. Despite their empty promises, all nine nuclear weapon states are enhancing, modernizing, and increasing their nuclear arsenals. Recent nuclear threats are a symptom of a broken system which allows nine nations to hold the world hostage with their genocidal weapons. We call on all nations to condemn all threats to use nuclear weapons, but condemnation is not enough. The only way we can step back from the brink of disaster is by eliminating these weapons. A new generation of change makers, many of whom are witnessing the climate crisis firsthand, are waking up to the shocking reality of our global nuclear architecture for the first time. We demand action be taken before our future is ripped out from under our feet. We reject the complacency of nuclear-armed states and their allies and thank those who have paved the path to abolition. The abolition of nuclear weapons is not an abstract goal. The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is a beacon of hope in an otherwise bleak landscape. As the threat of nuclear war grows, so does the global opposition to nuclear weapons. In response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 1 million people worldwide signed our petition, with 16 Nobel Peace Prize laureates calling on Russia and NATO to renounce any use of nuclear weapons in this conflict and urging all countries to support the TPNW. Distinguished delegates, the time for rhetoric is over. It is either the end of nuclear weapons or the end of us. The choice is yours. End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read the entire speech, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.